Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Happy day. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. Hope you're having a safe one. If you're driving, please put both hands on the steering wheel and slow down 5 miles an hour. Just give me 5 miles an hour. You'd be surprised how much safer you'll be if you'll just slow down 5 miles an hour. Put both hands on the wheel. That'll do two things. That'll keep you safer. It'll also prevent you from changing channels on the radio. So that's also a good thing. I'm glad to have Bob Dylan Schneider with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the greatest Americans I know. He's the author of so many books, I can't carry all of them, but includes his brand new book, which is called A Time for Heroes, which is something I want to talk a little bit about today, or some heroes that, of yours and mine, whether you know it or not. Also, Moses CEO is another one of his books, and another one is 50 Plus, and there are several others, but he's our good friend. Bob Dylan Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, especially on Thanksgiving. You know, your listeners are really loyal people, and this show has a great reputation all over the country. Wherever you go, people literally sit back and say, here comes Jim Blasingame, and this is an important part of our lives.
Well, hopefully they sit back and they don't run away, but thank you for that, Bob. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I know you guys are settled in for the day. You're not going to be traveling, so I know you're going to be safe today, Bob, one of the things I want to do is I want to play off your book a little bit, A Time for Heroes, which is your new book and a wonderful book as well, folks. If you want to read about some really special people and be really encouraged and motivated and inspired, you want to find out about this book, A Time for Heroes, by Robert L. Dylan Schneider. Bob, when I think of heroes, you know, the more I know about the people who came over on the Mayflower in 384 years ago in 1620, you know, I think about them as heroes because even though the whole contingent, there were probably four or five different motivations. Some were strictly, it was a job for the captain. Miles Standish was on the ship. He was looking for the opportunity to exploit the New World. The laden separatists were coming over to establish a more pure way of life, even more pure than they had in Europe. And they all had... They were all unlikely heroes, but basically, if you look back on what they meant to this United States and to the world, they all became heroes, didn't they?
They did become heroes because they were really started on something brand new, a new adventure that created the phenomenal life that we have in the United States today. Some of them were leaving a pretty decent life. Some of them were leaving a not-so-great life, but they went into the wild. They didn't know what they were going to see. I mean, many of us listening to this show or on the show have seen the size of those ships. Those were really tiny ships.
Yep.
And for those ships to sail all that way into a part of the world that no one knew anything about and to then build what has happened in the United States, just imagine that. That's fantastic.
Well, the Mayflower was 90 feet long. Imagine 30 yards on a football field. You know, that's not very far, is it?
It's not far at all, and I think that...
very long.
You know, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, the Mayflower, all these ships in those days were very, very small, and you never knew what was going to happen, and there are probably a lot of ships lost at sea we don't know anything about. But these guys made it, and if you look out your window today and look at the road and look at the car and look at the turkey on the Thanksgiving table and look at all of the wonderful things that are here in the United States, you say, boy, something important happened when those guys set sail.
Well, and you know, the other thing that we should all be thankful for was the common sense that they had that there needed to be some order to the way that they lived. In fact, I think the contentiousness between the groups, expeditionaries, the capitalists, the employees, and the pilgrims, the separatists, they were so contentious that kind of a contentiousness actually created the need for some kind of an order, and that's when they created the Mayflower Compact. So sometimes a little bit of strife and disagreement actually creates a good thing, doesn't it?
It does. And one of the great parts of our government is that we have strife and disagreement in the Congress. We have strife and disagreement in the workplace. But eventually, everybody works it out. And that gets back to the point you mentioned about the book, Jim, which is Adlai Stevenson, who is one of the heroes we named, says he never looks for ideas on the right or the left. He looks for the best idea for the American people. But he gets there through a series of contentious, strifeful experiences that really winnow out the best idea. And I think that's a very smart thing to do.
Well, it's a smart thing. And I'll tell you what, Bob, and I know you agree with me, it's one of the things that I pray for when all the contentiousness that we see in our nation's capital these days. I hope, I like to pray, and I pray that, and I'd like to think that through all this strife, something good will happen from it. And I, based on the history of America, I think that it will. Stand by, quick break. When we come back, we got more to come with our good friend Bob Dillingshutter as we continue to celebrate Thanksgiving Day with you. Thank you for being here. We'll be right back.
Love is strange.
Welcome back. It's the Small Business Advocate. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bob Dillingshutter is our guest. The name is Robert L. Dillingshutter on the book. And you spell his name D-I-L-E-N-S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. You can spell Blasting Game, you can spell Dillingshutter. And Robert L. is the name on the book. In any of the books that Bob writes, that he's written, is an important one. Bob is also a small business owner, folks, just like you and me. He has his own PR firm. Founder of the Dillingshutter Group. What is it, about 15 years now, Bob?
It's 15 years, and it was a great experience. It's been a great experience, and I look forward to the next 15. And, Jim, as I sit here, I'm looking at a baseball that you sent to me about 10 years ago. And it says, to Bob, a great baseball fan, my best wishes, Jim Blassingame. It says Don Blassingame.
Don Blassingame. That was from my cousin Don, yeah.
Well, it worked. It worked.
Yeah, no, I don't sign baseballs because that would be flying under false colors. That was my cousin, Don Blassingame. And you're fortunate to have that one because we lost Don this year.
I'm sorry about that. He was a great
ball player.
I am too.
I still miss him. He was a great cousin of mine. And those of you may remember Don Blassingame's career in baseball back in the 50s and early 60s. Bob, you sent me a list of things that I want you to talk to us about a little bit earlier this week. I thought it was pretty interesting. It's a list of the bounty of the United States. Talk to us about this.
Well, is there one specific item you want to talk about there, Jim? Because there's so many that.
Well, you point out that you know 256 million turkeys were raised in the United States in 2005. That's a lot of food, isn't it?
That's a lot of food. The biggest state for turkeys is Minnesota, and I mean birds, not people. but no, 265 million turkeys. There are some facts that are not on that list, but there's something like 5.5 tanker cars of whipped cream when it's condensed. The number of people who will be gathered around the Thanksgiving table this year are nearly 260 million Americans.
Yeah.
They're extraordinary things that are happening out there, and this is a wonderful day for America. Everybody should really celebrate and give great thanks for what's happened.
Bob, in this land of plenty, has it become a land of too much stuff?
We sure have a lot of stuff. And as you pointed out, this is a great holiday because we don't give each other gifts on Thanksgiving the way we do on Christmas.
It's one of the reasons why I like this one, this holiday, sometimes better than Christmas, because it's not as obligatory. It's more thankful, more to the reason for the holiday rather than some other purpose.
Absolutely, and I think there are an awful lot of people that feel that way. I think that we need to really understand what we should be thankful for. We need to reach out to our fellow man. I went by my church this morning on the way to pick up the newspaper. I'm sad to say the church was dark. There's not a service. I felt pretty bad about that.
Yeah.
There should be a service today, of all days.
Right. And some churches do have services in around the country. Bob, one of the things that that I'm thankful for right now is, and I know you agree with me, is that there are men and women who are prepared to put their lives on hold to to discontinue their private lives and their jobs and whatever other profession they might have or might one day seek in order to serve this country in the military. And these are people who, Bob, who have decided that there's a calling greater than themselves. There's something to serve greater than their own personal requirements, their own personal needs. And that not only do they recognize that there is something out there that is that important, but they're willing to put their lives on hold, maybe in many cases to put themselves in harm's way to serve that thing. Isn't it wonderful that there are human beings like that?
It's incredible, and it's a really unique spirit in America. I mean, we have people that are willing to put their careers aside, put their loved ones behind them, and go to war and do the right thing. We have people who are willing to pay taxes. We have people who are willing to give charitable monies. I mean, America is one of the most charitably inclined countries in the world. The people here give money. People nowhere else in the world give money like this.
Well, you know, that report, I actually saw a report on that. You probably did, too. Maybe, in fact, you may have sent me the report. You do that quite often. And what the Europeans, for example, don't understand about America, when they didn't like it because America didn't respond as a nation, as a government, as quickly as maybe some of the other countries did. But what they didn't realize was that most of the charitable giving to these other to disasters around the world, the majority of it doesn't come from the government. It comes from the individuals, and it's not like that in many of the European countries.
That's exactly right. When you look out to who's going to give money to support people who have challenges and problems, it's the United States. America steps up to the plate and does what it has to do. I'm not knocking other countries, but that just doesn't happen in other countries.
No, you're right. Bob, I've got a little list of things to be thankful for, and I'd like to read a few of them and get your thoughts on them. This is a list, folks, that I didn't write. Somebody else came up with. I wish I knew who wrote it, but I don't. Here's the first one, Bob. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because that means you have enough to eat. Bob, that for me, that hits a little too close to home.
Well, it hits very close to home for me as well. But having said that, we have enough to eat in this country. And there are, for people who don't have a lot to eat, kitchens, places to go, there are ways to get a square meal in this country. We spend a lot of time in this country talking about nutrition. And the reason we do it is we've got so much to eat. This is a great place. Can't miss on this tour.
It is. Stand by, Bob. It's interesting that we live in a place where we have to talk to each other. We have to spend money to not eat so much. And they don't have that problem in a lot of countries, folks. That's one of the things we need to be thankful for. Then, Till, we'll be right back with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Lansingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great Thanksgiving Day celebration with you. Thank you for being part of our day. Thank you for allowing me to be part of yours, this ninth consecutive Thanksgiving Day program that we've done with you. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. He's our special guest this day and a special friend as well, folks. The author of A Time for Heroes. That's his newest book. It's available wherever books are sold. It's a very important book, folks. And if you want to be uplifted, if you want to see what real heroes look like, what real leaders look like, if you want to see what leadership in its purest form looks like, you'll find it in Bob's book. And Bob, again, congratulations to you on that fine work.
I really appreciate that, Jim. And you know, the interesting thing about the book is the people that really like that book are young people.
I bet.
Young people aspire to heroism. They also look at older people and say they have not been heroes.
Well, it's one of the books, folks, I encourage you to buy two. Buy one for yourself and buy one to give to somebody. Because you'll make a big impression when you give that book to someone, I promise you. And it's available wherever books are sold. And Dylan Schneider is spelled just exactly like it sounds. Bob, let's talk about something else to be thankful for. Here's another item on this list that somebody came up with. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after a party, because it means you've been surrounded by friends. Sometimes we take that for granted, don't we?
Well, we sure do, and thank God that the mess is there. I mean, imagine if there was nothing to clean up. Well, what would that seem? No, I think that the fact that you have a small party, you're going to have a Thanksgiving today, there'll be dishes to clean up, there'll be gravy to scrape into the disposal, there'll be turkey bones to throw away. There'll be silverware to clean. Those kind of things don't exist in many parts of the world. And we're very, very fortunate. Some people will have a glass of wine. Others will have a glass of water. Some people will have milk. But the fact is there's plenty of clean water, there's plenty of milk, and there's plenty of wine. And boy, the United States provides it.
Be thankful for the taxes you pay, because that means you're employed.
Thank God we pay those taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes, me included, by the way, and I worry about how the government uses the money. But the fact is we have a tremendous tax roll, and that money goes for the roads, the streets, the lights, the police, the firemen, all of the different people that help us. And, boy, if you look for heroes, I'm always reminded when the World Trade Center went down, there was a fireman paid for by taxes who looked at his group and he said, "Men, firemen are going to die in there today. It's our job. Let's go in there and get it done." And they did.
Yeah. And many of them did, in fact, do what he said.
Many of them
be
died.
Thankful
right.
for the lawn that needs mowing and your windows that need fixing, because that means you have a home. I'm thankful for my home, Bob.
You have a home. A lot of people in the world don't have homes. This is probably per capita the largest concentration of home ownership, and that means wealth, in the world. If you go to China, you've got a hut. If you go to Islamabad, you're lucky to be on the street at all. If you, go to some of the spots in Africa, there's nothing.
In America, as I said in the last segment, Bob, we're so well fed that we have a whole industry that's trying to get people not to eat so much. We're so well housed that one of the concerns of our national leaders is that our housing prices have gone up. We have too much housing, and the housing has gone up so much. That's a little bit of rigid excess, isn't it, Bob?
It is a rigid excess. I have to say, though, that I'm delighted that I've got a decent house, but it is excess. You're right.
I've been to your house, Bob. I've been to your house. It's a little more than decent.
Well, on the other hand, though, Jim, we do give a lot away, and I think, again, that doesn't happen in a lot of parts of the world.
No, you're right about that.
We have a great deal in America. It's fantastic. And we just have to keep it going, that's all.
Well, do you think we have so much, and we're so busy, we need to slow down a little bit and just look around and see what we have. In fact, and I know you do this, you've done this before, Bob, I have. I've traveled to third world countries, and if you really want to see how wonderful we have it in America, travel to a third world country. That'll do it for you, won't it?
Oh, yeah. If you travel into Nigeria, you have to carry a pistol with you when you're walking around or have a guard. If you travel to Kazakhstan, as a good friend of mine I talked to this morning, don't expect a soft pillow when you go to sleep.
Yep.
And when you check into your hotel, don't expect it to be heated. So there are a lot of problems up there.
Well, Bob, before we wrap up, I just want to say one more thing. I hope and I pray that the men and women who are serving this country, who are serving the world, who are standing a post, many times in harm's way, even as we speak, Bob, around the world, especially in Afghanistan and Iraq, we pray that they think about us. And Bob, I pray that somehow, some way, I'm worthy of them.
I want to stand behind those people and do whatever I have because I can for them, because they've put their life on the line for me.
Yep, yep. God bless them. Those are real heroes. And Bob, one more thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you and our friendship.
Hey, Jim, same here, but I want to leave you with one last thought. The Atlanta airport the other day, a hush came over the airport because walking through the airport were 25 men and women from coming back from Iraq.
And people, I bet they got a standing ovation, didn't they?
Yeah. People started applauding.
Thank you, Bob, for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.